Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, commencing at verse 31. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor, or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Our second lesson is from Romans chapter 12, and we're reading verses 1 and 2. Living sacrifices. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray together. Eternal God, as we have read from your word, and as we now come to reflect upon it, grant us the help of your Spirit, so that we will live more and more for you each day in this covenant relationship that we enjoy through Christ our Lord. Amen. During this year, the conference agreed to a strapline or a mission statement. But it is living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world. And as we give some thoughts as to what this means for us as Methodists, and as we share together in this covenant service this morning, I'm going to invite us to hear from our General Secretary, the Reverend Dr. Heather Morris, who has given her thoughts on this through a video. So Suzanne is going to play that for us now.
Living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world. When I ask friends who aren't Methodist what it is they know or value about the Methodist Church, one of the answers which often comes back is the covenant service. Covenant service is such a rich part of our tradition, which stretches right back to the time of John Wesley, and which is at the heart of our understanding of discipleship. Usually at the beginning of the new year, we gather together to celebrate God's gracious offer of and commitment to relationship with human beings. And in turn, we're offered the opportunity to commit ourselves wholeheartedly to God. I am no longer my own, but yours, we say. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. These are words that take our breath away. Rooted in that tradition, as a people, as a connection, and through conference, we've committed ourselves to living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world. That commitment is rooted in our understanding of covenant. A life lived wholeheartedly in relationship with Jesus, where absolutely nothing is held back. Living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world. A following that isn't limited to Sundays, but spills out into the day-to-day normality of life, our relationships with families and friends, colleagues and community. In a wider society which groans, waiting for God's justice and God's mercy to be poured out. That commitment to live wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus will be seen in how we worship and pray passionately. It'll be seen in how we relate to the environment around us. A commitment to live wholeheartedly will be reflected in our thinking and in our attitudes, in the way in which we relate to others with whom we differ, in our attitude to politics and the moral and ethical issues of the day. A commitment to live wholeheartedly will be seen in how we learn from and engage from partners around the world. Living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world. I am no longer my own, but yours. Can I share a dream? That we, the Methodist people in Ireland, wouldn't just be known as folks who have a wonderful tradition and history, but that in the grace and goodness and power of the Spirit, that we would be known as a people who live out what it means to be in relationship with Jesus. Can I share a dream? That living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world wouldn't just be a vision statement or a statement of hope or an aspiration to which we hold, but in the grace of God and in the power of the Spirit, that it would be a reality for the people called Methodist and for God's glory.
I am no longer my own, but yours.
Put me to what you will.
Rank me with whom you will.
Put me to doing. Put me to suffering.
Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you.
Exalted for you or brought low for you.
Let me be full. Let me be empty.
Let me have all things. Let me have nothing.
I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal.
Glorious and blessed.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
You are mine and I am yours.
So be it.
This covenant now made on earth.
Let it be ratified in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm grateful to God for Heather's leadership and the words that she has given us, reminding us then of the context in which we gather this morning and the commitment which we make for our life as followers of Jesus. It was 2 years ago since we heard about this virus coming out of China. And this time 2 years ago, I guess, we didn't give it much thought. That was until it landed on our doorstep, and things have just never been the same since. We've talked so much about how church has been so different for us. Our life together in fellowship has been affected. We're still missing a number of our church family from meeting together on Sundays and from gathering at church activities during the week. And of course, it's our prayer that in time, as they feel more confident, that they will return. But we also know that the reality is, for some people in our congregations, they won't return. And this won't necessarily be because of a lack of faith, but rather they've found a new rhythm that suits their lifestyle. The covenant service speaks to me of relationship with God. Of course, there's language of loyalty and commitment, but surrendering to the lordship of Christ is primarily about enjoying this relationship with God. In the church, we speak about mission and evangelism, telling and showing the good news of the kingdom. But here's the thing. We can't give what we don't have. We can't give what we don't have. So the covenant service is our annual reminder to ensure that we are enjoying this relationship with Jesus. Now, I know for some, the covenant service seems too much of a commitment to ask. It's almost as if in some people's minds there's a certain level you need to attain or be worthy enough to be able to say these words. And yes, it is about surrender. But in the kingdom of God, surrendering to Christ is true freedom. I'm someone who's naturally a doer. I like to be busy and active. I find it difficult to sit and just be. These last 22 months or so, COVID has taught me more of what it means just to be. I'm reminded that we're human beings, not human doings. And I know I need to constantly be reminded of that. But nor does that mean just sitting back and doing nothing. Because resting is about active. It's about making deliberate choices about being in Christ, enjoying His presence, enjoying His peace, just simply dwelling in that love and grace and mercy of God. So this New Year, as I reflect on the covenant service, my commitment is to spend more time with Jesus. And I know that because of this, the Holy Spirit will then shape me to be more loving and kind and generous and giving. Romans 12 verse 2 reminds us, don't let yourselves be squeezed into the shape dictated by the present age. Instead, be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you can work out what God's will is, what is good, acceptable, and complete. Our lives are shaped by one thing or another. We can allow our lives, our outlook, our perspective, our values to be shaped by maybe the people around us or the circumstances around us like COVID, or we can choose to be shaped by the Spirit as we enjoy our relationship with Jesus Christ. In our covenant service, there's obviously a sense that this is about ourselves and God, our own personal journey of discipleship, if you will. But discipleship isn't simply about our own faith, because discipleship includes others around us as well. That's why sharing together in worship and in fellowship is vital. It's why small groups and Bible studies are so important, because we learn as we share together. I think one of the biggest challenges that we will face this year, as we have faced during this COVID pandemic, is going to be one of meeting together for mutual support and encouragement. The term missional discipleship has been in our vocabulary for a while now. And in our covenant service, we're reminded that our first concern is that of surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Everything else follows on from that. So we will have a godly influence on the world around us when we are living under Christ's Lordship. And we grow in our faith as we share with others. And as we live out our faith in love and in grace, it will transform the world. In other words, we will be playing our part in building for the kingdom of God. I wonder if you've made a New Year's resolution. Many people do. Can I suggest that each of us recommits our life to Jesus Christ, to live wholeheartedly for him, and that together, by God's Spirit, we will see the world transformed into what God originally intended for it to be, and all for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the covenant relationship you have established through Jesus, your Son, in the power of your Spirit. We pray that as we gather together as your people to renew this covenant with you this morning, that you would help us by your Spirit. And in the days and weeks and months that lie before us, that we will indeed live wholeheartedly as your followers, committed to you and your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.